One of the headline news stories today has been the first release of J&J vaccines, which have been manufactured. The ingredients are imported and then the vials are filled at the Gqeberha plant of J&J. And these 1 million plus are now being released to the country. Dr. Keith Kluter is head of health for the Western Cape. Keith, a very good afternoon. I know how busy you are. So, have you got an indication how many of those are coming to us in the Western Cape?
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon to the listeners. John, I think the point is that we are all waiting for the release of the vaccine. Once it's released, we normally get between 10 and 12% of the allocation. So it would be safe to assume that we would be getting about 140,000, but we are waiting for confirmation.
Okay, and those 140,000, are you going to use them in the country, or are some of them going to be used in the metropolitan or the urban setting so that some people would get a J&J and therefore a one-jab process?
So, John, at the moment, I said it's a potential 140. I mean, we've got like 33,000 that we're getting this week. And that is already designed just to go to, let's call it points, where we can give ones of vaccinations, both metro and rural. So, for instance, in the metro would be if you go to a SASSA point and somebody is there, you see them, you register them, you give them a once of jab, you don't have to get them back into the system. In rural areas, it's much easier if you go out to a farm and you give vaccinations to people. You don't have to go back in 6 weeks' time. So we have applicability for Johnson & Johnson very much in the metro setting as well in the rural setting.
The sort of places that most people go as walk-ins or have appointments for, the Cape Town Convention Center, the Lentegeer Hospital, Blue Route, no, that's a private one. Those kinds of things, places that we've all become very familiar with over the last months. Is there any plan to put J&J in there, or is it likely to be Pfizer for some months only?
Okay, so the big plan, and that you would have picked up a little bit, that from the 1st of August, we always knew that from the first week in August, the supply would become better. The idea is that we would actually add the Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer into the same stream. Now, you would understand because of the delay with Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer was actually disproportionately used across our entire platform. If the supply stabilizes, we would add Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer, and the idea is probably at all sites both vaccines will be available, but we will work our way towards that depending on the scaling of the doses.
At the moment, with what you know, are you able to put even a very tentative date when that might be?
John, at the moment it is fluid, but you can understand because of the announcement that was made yesterday by the president, we want to get our systems geared over the month of August so that by September we have quite good understanding of what the supply looks like when the registration opens and vaccinations opens for 18 to 35 year olds.
Is there any point in the future or in the first round of vaccines as we move towards the end of the year and getting roughly 70% of our population, is there any point in that period where you plan to offer people a choice? If you have J&J and Pfizer at a particular vaccination site, that people will be able to say, can I have one rather than t'other, please?
I think, John, probably what we will be first looking at is access. And provide the doses in terms of quantities, availability. So initially, we probably would say to people, it's not a choice, it's what's available. And if there's specific indications, it has to be referred by an expert advisory committee. But probably in logistic terms, and you know, kind of pragmatics, I would imagine that the situation would arise over the couple of months where eventually choice will be given, but initially probably not by design.
Thank you very much, Dr. Keith Kluter, Head of Health for the Western Cape.